Madhava Kunya Bihari Dadama Dava Kunya Bihari. You can close it with the red thing. Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhari 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 Yaso Nandana Raja Janaranjana Nandana Vaja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Nira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Gaura Nittai Jaya Gaura Nittai Gaura Nittai Jaya Gaura Nittai Gaura Nittai Gaura Nittai Gaura Nittai Jaya Gaura Nittai Jaya Prabhupada 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 Sila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Sila Prabhupada Gaura Prema Nandi Hari 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 Bo. I want to affectionately welcome all of you for this part 3 of our Japa online in-depth course. In particular, I would like to welcome the devotees in Europe, in the USA, in Great or Small Britain, and also I want to welcome our Russian team. I hear you're streaming in two mediums, one Facebook, the other Instagram, and there are thousands of you participating. So it's a great, great honor to be with all of you, and I genuinely appreciate that we have been in this journey now for two entire sessions, and this is number three. I would like to just make a small technical announcement before we start. Please post your questions in the comment part and not the inbox part, comments. And another thing is, please put them after the practical session, that is after the first half an hour. We will start with putting the fundaments for what we are going to do, the philosophical fundaments. And then we will have practice for half an hour, and then ample time for your questions and answers. I will announce this once again, that you please put your questions after the practical part into the comment session. I would like to start by saying why I feel it is important to put a fundament to our practice, not just in this course, but in general. See, a spiritual life always means yet that you walk a thin bridge from the material to the spiritual dimension. And this bridge is the bridge of Shraddha. When you walk this bridge, you will soon get experiences that tell you, my God, my faith was not, or my Shraddha was not blind, it was justified, it had a basis to it. So Shraddha, or faith, is strengthened by three things. One is a philosophical understanding that points you in the right direction. Okay, let me try this practice where the name is identical with the named. Krishna is his holy name. Let me interact with this. So you need to have faith in this, and the faith is built up by philosophy. Then, most important, you need to associate with the right type of people in whose heart both faith, philosophy, and experience rests. And then, when you will see that your initial faith that has been strengthened by the philosophy will be further strengthened by the people who have the experience in their heart. And finally, the third item to build your Shraddha, to make that strong, to make the bridge strong, the bridge of faith, is your own experience that comes by the practice. So Shraddha is that which helps us to move from the, let me say, material dimension to the spiritual dimension, is strengthened by three items. You could say the three piece of Shraddha: philosophy, people who have the experience and practice that gives you also the experience. That's why we have put everything in order, in this order. First philosophy, then practice, and then at the end questions and answers. Another point I would like to make, there was considerable interest in session number 2 in exploring breath, prana, as a help for absorption. And I had received a lot of questions afterwards. Just to answer this, there is a very interesting verse which you will find in one Pradipika. When the breath moves, the mind moves. When the breath is still, the mind is still. By thus controlling the breath, the yogi attains steadiness. This is the breathing influences our mind very much, and when we chant, we should come into a natural rhythm, and that natural rhythm will also put our breath in a natural place, and as a result of this, your mind will not be able to wander to external thoughts. Srila Prabhupada wrote about this in a purport to the third canto. He said, by virtue of these processes of control, give you the whole quotation. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that one must practice the breathing exercise. By virtue of these processes of control, the mind cannot wander to external thoughts. Thus one can fix his mind constantly on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, yes, there is a lot of knowledge in the tradition about how our breathing can calm the mind, but it is always emphasized that if you have the divine sound of the mantra, then that can control the mind even better than merely breathing. Breathing is included in chanting the mantra, no? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And so on. No? And you will find a natural rhythm as you go on. Now, I would like to dive right into what I personally consider, both from the philosophical point of view as well as my own practice, the essence of good japa is to chant with a higher connection. In Sanskrit, sambandha. This is actually the method which Haridas Thakur advocates in this beautiful work, Sri Harinam Chintamani. You know, in this work, there is a discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who comes and visits this amazing acharya or spiritual teacher on the just close to the ocean of Puri. Every day, Mahaprabhu would come to him and engage in discussions about the holy name and also Krishna in general, but mostly they would talk about the holy name. And from these discussions, this highly amazing and insightful book Harinam Chintamani burst forth, if you so want. And there in Which chapter? Chapter 3. Haridas Thakur makes a very, very profound point of which is to be kept in mind when you chant. He first starts by saying, we are all in the prison house of Maya, and it's hard to escape that prison house where we are just corrected. But then, however, if one of those souls who have rebelled against Lord Krishna, by a saintly Vaishnava's mercy, understands his relationship with Lord Krishna. Now, if one of those souls understands his relationship with Lord Krishna and chants Lord Krishna's holy name, then he attains a great treasure of spiritual love, a treasure that is the essence of all religious activities. At that time, when one has this treasure of love, even liberation or merging into the effulgence of the Lord becomes detestable. So when one understands his relationship with Krishna, it's an initial understanding. It's a, I belong to you, like the spark in the fire belongs to the fire. I am also belonging to you. And only when I dance in the fire of your presence, then my life is there. Otherwise, I'm struggling for existence, soon to die. So this is the initial understanding. It's an understanding which has some bhakti to it. I would like to again sing with all of you a verse about the power of bhakti. This power of bhakti comes to you once you understand, I belong to you. You are my all and everything. And that is the basis of good chanting. It's not just a mind control activity. No. It's entering into a relationship. Here it is, the verse for you. Is it there in your comments? It is just now coming. So I will read to you the English translation. Bhakti brings one to the Lord. Bhakti reveals the Lord. Bhakti brings the Lord under the control of the devotee. Bhakti is stronger than the Lord. No? This is the power of Sambandha. It's an understanding, I belong to you, my Lord. And this brings one to the Lord. This bhakti reveals the Lord. This bhakti brings the Lord even under the control of the devotee. Yes, because this bhakti is stronger than the Lord. Because the Lord has a weak spot in the heart. He likes to taste the bhakti in the heart of his devotees. So this initial understanding is like this. Let us all chant it. I will chant the first line alone, and then we will chant the whole verse together. Bhakti evainam nayati, bhakti evainam nayati, bhakti evainam dashati, bhakti evainam dashati, bhakti vasha purusho, bhakti vasha purusho, bhakti eva bhuyasi, bhakti eva bhuyasi. It's from the Matara Shruti Jiva Goswami quotes it in Priti Sandava. My dear devotees, without bhakti, this little, let us say, light of the soul, your chanting is not attractive to Krishna. With bhakti, your chanting becomes highly attractive to the Lord, who then, and then this bhakti brings you to the Lord and reveals the Lord to you as you do your chanting. This is the idea of chanting with connection. This idea that we only need the Krishna is even pronounced by the great 7th century philosopher of Advaita, the great Shankaracharya. He once was going with his students through the town of Varanasi, I believe. It was Varanasi. And he came upon a little group who sat by the side of the road in the shade of a tree. There was an elderly Brahmana teaching his students Sanskrit grammar. Shankaracharya thought, what is he doing? He's old. He's before his own death and he is explaining grammar. There's something much more important than grammar. And he would say, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Mudhamate. I can't sing it so beautiful, but he would sing, remember you old fool, nothing can save you at the last moment except the shelter of the Lord. So sing his sweet name, Govinda, Govinda. Can't you see death is staring you in the face? And still, you don't give up the hopes to enjoy this world? Forward, away from this, drink deep the name of Govinda. Believe me, family, food, clothing can't give you shelter. Sing the name of Govinda, Govinda. And then he said, sing the Bhagavad Gita and repeat the names of the Lord daily. No need of formal ceremonies of grammar. You will only cross the ocean of samsara when you sing the sweet name of Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Wow! These are strong words by Shankaracharya. Yes, he knew we need that relationship. The spark needs the fire. This is how we should chant in our life. So I would like to just chant with you the names of the Lord. We will sing them in a short kirtan. I request you to do what you have learned so far. Sit upright. And bring the mantra into your mind. Whenever you lose the mantra, go with your mind after the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear participants, I think we all acknowledge that it's not always so easy to sing when there are not many people around us or we can't hear them. But please, it's good that for now you are either alone or with just a few people around you, because you can rise to the challenge to connect your mind the names. You can invite the vibration of the holy name inside, and then this vibration can pervade your every cell or pore, every aspect of your being. Please let us now sing in a connected way. Sambandha, being bound totally. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One last time, everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is still the philosophical part, and you might ask yourself, but why didn't we just do something practical? Well, it's best to make an experience. But here comes the fundament. What do you actually require to enter into the higher connection? Three things. First of all, you need yourself. You need to go away from all these layers of what you're supposed to still do today. You're not identical with your activities. You need to move away from your concepts, ideas, thoughts. You are not identical with these concepts and thoughts. You are neither your activities, your works, nor are you your thoughts. And you need to arrive at that deeper place of you, which is a part of God, an eternal servant. It's really very important if you want to enter a connection. You need to first be you. You need to first be real. You need to first find the essential self. Then, the second is, you need to connect with the Lord. You need Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. You can think of yourself coming to an altar and looking at the deity. So when you chant, you are also coming to the altar of the holy name, where there is the deity of the holy name. And the third item is, you need a bridge from here to there, to the not yet, you have not yet realized, to the yes, fully realized stage. And that's the process of bhakti. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaks about this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The bhakta, the bhakta dances, the Lord dances, bhakti dances, all of them dance together. No, it's sambandha. It's a connection, a deep, deep connection. I would like to close this section by reading to you something about connection from Srila Prabhupada. I need to find this, but yes. He says, this material consciousness is something like a chain around the neck of the conditioned soul. In Europe, when a warrior would capture someone, he would put a chain around his neck, tie the chain on the tail of his horse, and then pull him as a sign of humiliation wherever he wanted to bring him to some imprisonment or some place where he would be executed. No? So this material consciousness is like a chain around the neck of the conditioned soul. We are bound by it. We are pulled by it. As long as he is bound to that conception, he cannot get out of Maya's clutches. However, if by Krishna's mercy he gets in touch with the bona fide spiritual master, abides by his order and serves him, engaging even other conditioned souls in the Lord's service, then he attains liberation and Lord Sri Krishna's shelter. So this sambandha breaks the chain of our material existence. It pulls us into Krishna's presence. This idea of being connected to the to Krishna. We will soon practice this. It will become really deeply ingrained into your life and your realization by this practice. We hope sincerely. Now I will make a little interruption. I will go very quickly to the session. I will go very soon to the practice session, but I cannot control myself. I had said to my computer people, when you find this devotee, notify me. I want to greet Hari Prasad from New York City. Are you still alive? We hear various news from New York City. And then the whole temple watches. Yes, I have heard this many times, that that some temple watch, but this is the Ljubljana temple. Wow! I greet all of you. I can imagine Ananta, our temple president, there with the unlimited bliss, Ananta Ananda. So very nice to see you all. I would like to say, now comes the practice. My dear devotees, get your japa mala ready. Get your, let me say, your, sit peacefully, stop now all your other multitasking activities, because now we wish to make an experience. See, the whole point of good japa is to move away from material engagement with the mind and with the activities, and to totally come into the presence of the Lord by letting His holy name take us and pervade us. Yes, pervade us. So we will be, we do another spiritual activity with the mouth, with the hand, where we count, and our mind is dislodged from all the unfavorable material circuits and emotional, intentional, motivational basis of its operations. We will dive directly into the spiritual process. It's such a wonderful process. Now, there are many ways how you can attain ekagra, that means one-pointedness. Yogis, as we are informed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, look between the point of the eye, between the eyebrow, while they do, it's called Trikuti. Others, things which we have studied, is to have a steady pose where you are comfortable, where you sit. You can park your body, so to say. It said when you bend over like an old man, your mind bends over and sags like an old man or old woman. So the position is always very, very important. And then we concentrate on the Lord in the heart. It's called the Ishta Devata, the Lord of our heart, through His most, let us say, accessible form, the holy name. Then we are in this totally bound condition. A body, mind, and heart are engaged 100%. The idea here is expressed in a verse which I would like to read to you, not now. I'm just alerting my computer person to be ready. And I will read this verse to you while we are in our meditation. So as we now enter a practical exercise, you can make the experience. You have heard some philosophies, small philosophy. You will now do a practice, and later we will interact. I will try to answer your questions, so then you have the people factor. All right, so now, are you ready, my dear participants? Sometimes I wish I would see all of you, but I have to use the eye of my mind to reach out to you. I request you to find a sitting place, have your japa mala ready. If you don't have it, it's not a problem. Sit tall and do a few deep breaths. This is now our Sambandha time, where we will come in contact with ourselves, with the Lord, and the bhakti process of japa. Consciously continue to breathe. Should distracting thoughts come and even haunt you, return to your breath. Your mind can hold only one thing at one time. Whenever thoughts come, don't stay with them. Don't fight them. Return to in and out. We will do japa according to Haridas Thakur. There are three meditations which are all in his chanting in a relationship concept. I am an atomic part of consciousness. I'm Krishna's eternal servant. You might like to close your eyes now. Yes, I'm different, categorically different from the body and mind. I am a tiny soul. I'm part, not of this world, but as a soul, I'm part of Krishna. For so long, I have invested in so many other relationships. But now I understand that Krishna is the infinite Lord of my life and my only master. I'm here now in this world. But the only purpose of this world is to teach me to connect and be present in my identity as Krishna's servant. We are now standing before the infinite Lord. We are his truant servants, but we turn towards him. We address him through the holy name. We will chant now together in this consciousness for some time on our Japamala. I will, from time to time, give you some reminders how to chant in Sambandha, and we will make our experience is for us a very, very important proof. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We start with Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Let us chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continue, please. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Try to enter the mantra in a deeper way by focusing on the very first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue. You are part of Krishna. Krishna is the infinite, unlimited Lord to whom you belong. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You are here in this world to enter Sambandha, to break the one chain and to enter relationship. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Now we will chant individual kirtan. I will need my assistant to tell me, can you all see this illustration? Or do I have to hold it higher? You can see three images here. The three essential things you need for your sambandham. Remain with yourself here. That self which is there when everything which is not self is gone. Then here, maybe not so easy to recognize, Krishna surrounded with his effulgence. Focus on him, address him. And finally, down here, the purpose of staying in this world is to chant his holy name. These are the three elements, one, two, three, of chanting in Sambandha. You can just put them as seeds in your consciousness. Return whenever you feel it's natural, and then chant. We will now chant one round in our own velocity, our own speed. We have for this about 10 minutes, so I will tell you when it's time. Please sit stable. Take your japamala and just focus now. You might like to put an image of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, before you. If it's just handy, a book maybe. If it's not handy, put the image in your mind. Maybe we will be able to, we will stay here, we will supply one image for you. We are now starting. We can do downstairs the image in the second office. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Actually, let us go a little higher. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Everyone on his own or her own. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And all of us together now, slowly, being aware that it is us who are calling to the personality who is still the known unknown. And we do this by bringing our mind to the upaya, the vehicle, which can bring our attention from here to him so that he becomes revealed to us. Everyone together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I thank you very, very much indeed for this very absorbed effort, I would say. But see, bhakti has two forms, not just one. Bhakti is in one way a feeling of devotion. It is coming about by surrender, by faith, by prayers, by knowledge, some devotion. And that is called the bhakti bhava. Bhava Rupa Bhakti. Now I have it. Bhava Rupa Bhakti. And then bhakti is also an activity, an effort. It's called Cheshta Rupa Bhakti. Prabhupada brought these two concepts together by saying devotional. Now that was the Bhava Rupa Bhakti, the mood in which it is to be done, and then service, that's the Cheshta Rupa Bhakti, that makes it complete. So the chanting also should be devotional service. It's the main devotional service we hear, which brings about the goal, love of Godhead, and it should be done with devotion and as a service, not devotional service. I thank you very, very, very much again. Let us now interrupt a little bit those of you who have to take care of themselves. This is a good time. We will soon move into the question and answer session. The questions are coming already in here. It's now time, I have three here, it's now time for all of you to kindly put any questions you have in the comment section and so on. I would just say a few greetings because it should have a personal dimension, our little Japa worship workshop. I will first greet our Brahma Tirtha Prabhu. It's so much, it gives me pleasure to know that you are there. Thank you so much. You somehow, my North European Viking heart gets melted. And yeah, there are a lot of important subjects we need to discuss in person. Then I see one, our Vishwambhava Prabhu. From the Mayapuris, and then Manu from Radhadish. I heard, Manu, that you are there with a whole group of Radhadeshis sitting in the temple room. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And all of you others. I don't want to say by grabbing a few out of the box that the... Oh, everyone is very welcome. Okay, so questions now. How does our actions, choices, and how we respond to challenges throughout the day affect our relationship with Krishna and the Holy Name? In two ways. We are affected by our actions and choices and responses. See, everything you do in this world is like internet. It gets recorded and it stays there forever. Not forever, but for as long as the world or this manifestation of the world exists. It creates an impression, a sanskara, which then informs your further actions and reactions. This is how, by your choices, by your activities, sanskaras are built. And if you do these, if you develop a certain pattern of action, choices and responses, they are deep sanskaras. And then they are called habits or conditioning. This can affect your relationship to the Holy Name, because everything is affected by the, so to say, spectacles through which we look outside of our selves into the world. Therefore, we have a few rules that help us to avoid the harmful impressions which can distract you in a harmful way. And we have a few things which we do, like, for instance, having association with devotees, reading sacred scriptures, that affect us in a positive way. Huh? Have positive sanskaras that affect my relationship. Now, I would like to add to this something which came, which I was never confident to say in a public media like this, because I didn't have a pramana, a proof in the scriptures, but lately I read that sometimes even negative things can bring a sensitive person who's aware to surrender to Krishna. These things should not be done consciously, but, you know, if you become angry, for instance, when you are sensitive and aware and you know, oh, why did I become angry at that person and say something I didn't want to say, then that regret upon harmful activity can, so to say, set you on the path. I'm not saying here engage in activities that are harmful so that you will turn away from it and then go to Krishna. But don't, what I'm saying is, don't get all panic stricken when something happens. You can always return and go to bhakti. You know, the life of Vritasura shows this, and others. Sometimes mistakes which we regret are very can give us the regret part can get us on the way. So, no other question. The daughter, wow, here's a philosophical daughter, Naimi is her name, a daughter of Vishvambar, says, Maharaj, you blessed me when I was in my mom's belly. Naimi, yes, I remember Naimi. I knew your mother when she was a very small girl in the Gurukul in Sweden, and I know your good father also when he was a small boy like this, walking barefoot behind his father, Bhadra Prabhu, through the whole area of Mayapur. And yes, when your father and mother requested me, I think I either blessed or did what is done. Brahmanas do a little Bhagavatam reading. Yes, thank you for remembering. That's why you... No, that's one of the aspects, not the main aspect. One of the aspects why you came out so nice, Naimi. Dhanavats Maharaj is the next question. If you so desire, could you please clarify the following. Last time you taught us breathing techniques. It's difficult for me to chant, keeping track of my breathing. I can focus on one thing at a time, either hearing or breathing. Thank you, thank you. It gives me the way to clarify, a chance to clarify. In old times, mind control was done through pranayama, or regulating our breath. Nowadays, this is not the main process. The more efficient process is chanting the mantra. So what is the position of breath in our line? I would say when you are not focused in your mind, when you are all over, just focus on, just breathe in and out. Do this a few times and your mind will become still. You know, in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada narrates the story of the poor Brahmana who in meditation worshipped Krishna, and he then says that he says in the beginning the Brahmana first took his bath. These were the preparatory things. He cleansed himself. And then he did pranayama breathing. You can see it in the book. And then he did his meditation. But don't do everything at all. Then you get mixed up, multitasking, and you lose it. No? So just if you feel it is good, it is helpful for you, just when you sit down, calm down, become peaceful, and breathe. But don't, if you try to do it at the same time, you might lose it. It's some people who are yogically inclined can do it, but most of us cannot do it, nor is it recommended to be done. Thank you. Oh, such good questions. Hare Krishna, can you please explain, as you said in the last class, that Nam Prabhu is a person? Is this the other name of Krishna, or this is having other beautiful form like Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath have? See, the Lord is more than we think he is. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to saw Lord Jagannath on the altar of Puri, he, being so elevated, saw something else than you and me see. We see a deity with large eyes, protruding arms, and so on. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Syam Sundar Krishna with peacock feather, blue effulgence, and so on and so forth. So in the same way, when you chant, when you see the name of the Lord, you see it in one way. You see it maybe as the letters, if you look at the written name, or you hear it in one way, you hear it as a sound vibration. But as your consciousness gets elevated, when you chant, you will see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will see that the name is with the peacock feather. I have seen some devotees who have the name and then peacock feathers. They have around the name a garland with tulsi malas. Before the name they have shoes, and so on. This is what Rupa Goswami said. He said he worshipped the holy name. He said, Nikila Shruti Molina Ratnamalam. Your lotus feet. Huh? Lotus feet. Feet means five toes, reddish underneath. your lotus feet are worshipped by the Upanishads. By the way, when we say your lotus feet, we mean the whole person. Just like when we say he paid his obeisances to the British crown, it doesn't mean just a golden crown on a velvet cushion. It's the whole British empire, no? Or 1,000 swords entered the battle. It means the men were there. 1,000 men who were wielding swords came in. No? So when we say the lotus feet of the Lord is to be worshipped, then we mean the entire Lord. So that will become more and more revealed. You will see the form of the Lord, the qualities. You means he will interact with you very mercifully, and you will feel it, and so on. And all this is now coming more and more. Thank you. I'm a little running against time here. Can you please speak a little on Prahlad Maharaj and his full immersion in Krishna's names? See, Prahlad Maharaj has been called by Krishna the topmost of all devotees, and if someone follows Prahlad Maharaj, he will reach the Lord. That is in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. He was... Why? The Lord said at another place, you are even dearer than Lakshmi, Sankarshan, and so on. Why do you think Prahlad is exalted? Because Lakshmi and the other personal associates of the Lord did never have to endeavor or struggle or work hard. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj and all the devotees in the world have to struggle to become Krishna conscious. They have to overcome obstacles. So, yes, Prahlad Maharaj is therefore the dearest. He is usually known as someone who is immersed in Smaranam, in remembrance of the holy name. He would even be... remembering Krishna and his holy name. There are some records that he is also doing kirtan with his school friends. But yes, he's generally so absorbed that even when his father tried to kill him in various ways, he was not disturbed by it. He thought, he's my father, he must be joking. You know, he was so established, so secure. Why? Because he was remembering in a connection, in sambandha. Only someone who is sheltered in a relationship is immune from outside disturbances. Was there a notable moment, next question, when you could notice you needed to transform the chanting to be more attentive, more absorbed? What brought you to this moment? Yes, the notable moment, which I still remember, is not very glorious. It was when I had been in the movement for about 18 to 20 years. See, when I joined our movement, I joined because of a promise that I would purify my consciousness and develop love for Krishna. But after 20 years, I could not see symptoms of purity, nor did I feel very close to Krishna. And I thought, it has not worked. I thought, this movement has taught me to search, but I have to go now my own ways to find what I'm searching for. I can't find it in this movement. So before I took any drastic steps, I said, let me one more time study Prabhupada's teachings. Maybe I have overlooked something. And it was in that desperation, in that feeling of great lack, that I somehow discovered the holy name. I saw him, I saw that our books are full of indication that Prabhupada constantly speaks about it, and it all lit up, so to say, from the books. And then I started, then I decided to make a serious turn in my life, and I started this practice of spending 1 month in the year only chanting. And then, yes, that was the turning point, so to say. It was out of desperation, and I think all genuine spiritual, you know, no, or let me say, desperation is a genuine impetus. Look at Parikshit Maharaj. He was cursed to die within 7 days, and then he thought, let me now find out what is my duty and what I should do. And he gave up everything. In some pictures it is shown that he even gave up his cloth. He just renounced this world and in order to be free, to find just the answers to his burning questions. And then when the Lord sees someone with a burning question, he immediately sends help. Look at Dhruva Maharaj, how desperate he was, and how he wanted to find then the Lord to get help from him. And then when he was at this place, Narad Muni came and could instruct him. Yes, so that is something brief about me. Yeah, I'm not proud of it, but I'm now happy that I, in retrospect, that I discovered at that time the holy name. There are so many questions, my dear devotees. When I chant, my mind turns to a long list of services for Krishna. I get infused with tons of energy to perform more and more service. Is this okay? How to move past this and just think of the holy name? Yes, chanting should not be seen just like a gas station where you fill in new fuel to run even faster down the highway of service. Chanting itself is the service. During that time, you should just be with the name and with Krishna. If you get ideas during devotional service, there is a very, very good place to park them. And that's a piece of paper like this. You can write them down so that you don't have to ruminate or go again and again over them. So then, let me say, it is all right if you become inspired by chanting. Who would not greet chanting as a welcome inspiration? But service, that type of service later, now it's Naam Seva. Don't think service is only what you do with your hands and with your legs. Service is also what you do with your mind, with your tongue, with your ears. And this is, in Kali Yuga, the service number one to chant. Your quota. So, let me see. Hare Krishna Maharaj, how do we move from I belong to you, Krishna, as a thought, to make it more of a feeling? Otherwise, aren't we harboring a thought as we chant, rather than simply hearing the name? Thank you, your servant Venkatabhatta Prabhu. Yes. You are right. If we put concepts, even nice concepts, in the chanting, it will not work so well. Therefore, what I really do to make it into a devotional thing and not a conceptual practice, I often do read before I chant the Sharanagati prayers, and they infuse my mind with the right mood in which I can chant. That's why we do have these prayers from the great acharyas. Mahaprabhu says, asks a question, whose prayer does Krishna hear? Whose chanting does Krishna hear? And the, you know, the word is whose prayer does the Lord hear? Chanting is also prayer, and the answer is he hears the prayer of someone who chants in surrender, according to the sixfold path of surrender. No? Yes, the mood is important, then the Lord listens to you. He may hear everyone, but he listens to his devotee. My dear devotees, I have to think what I'm going to do with your other questions. We need to now go quickly through the announcement. First of all, you can re-watch this video here on my Facebook page. We will also put up notes from this class right after the live video. There's a very talented devotee who makes a summary of what we learned. So that will be also visible there. Then I would like to make you aware, on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central European time, I give a kirtan course online. It's focused on kirtan. I address the new people and the kirtan Instagrams. That's not on my Facebook. It's live on Instagram. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central European time. You can watch on my Facebook page. And the last announcement, which is most important for me, is next Sunday, that is the 10th of May at 3 p.m. Central European time, there will be a Japa online course part 4. Yes, and from starting with that particular online course, I will start to give you your takeaways from this course. Each time, two practices that are bringing your chanting to perfection. It's altogether six or seven practices which you will have. We will also help you by putting it out in a nice and written form. And in this way we will move around. So according to my time, it's over now. I want to request you to take your arms up. Gaura Premarandi, Hari Hari Bo, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And thank you and all the best for your japa. Hare Krishna.